Deuteronomy chapter 26. When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and live in it, you shall take some of the first of all of the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from your land, that the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall put it in a basket, and you shall go to the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name to dwell there. And you shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall make response before the Lord your God, a wandering Armenian was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, and there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and humiliated us and laid on us hard labor. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground, which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it down before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. And you shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house, you and the Levite and the sojourners who is among you. This is the word of the Lord. We will read the psalm responsively by half verse. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. He will cover you with his pinions. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night,
nor the arrow that flies by day,
nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness,
nor the destruction that wastes at midday.
1,000 may fall at your side,
10,000 at your right hand,
but it will not come near you.
You will only look with your eyes
and see the recompense of the wicked. The Most High, who is my refuge,
shall be allowed to befall you.
No plague come near your tent.
For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you
in all your ways.
On their hands they will bear you up,
lest you strike your foot against a stone.
You will tread on the lion and the adder.
The young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. The epistle is from Romans chapter 10. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 4th chapter. Jesus, full of the Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And he said to him, "To you I'll give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him to Jerusalem, and he set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And we join together and confess our Christian faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated, and we sing Amazing Grace.
Grace that taught my heart to
to fear, and grace my fears relieve. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there
'Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I thought maybe there would be some young people here today where I could have a children's sermon, but it didn't happen. So we'll just have an adult sermon. Look what I got here. What is that? Can you see it? It's a piece of concrete. Well, what's the big deal about a piece of concrete? Well, my son Joel, sitting there when he was in college, he went on a trip to Russia. And while he was in Russia, he also got to Germany. And just at that particular time, and we all know about this, the Berlin Wall was coming down. Oh, Putin didn't like that too well. But anyway, this piece of concrete caught his attention. Because, and I don't think he knew I've kept it all these years, but I have. But on this piece of concrete, on the other side, there was a cross. The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in that land where Christianity is definitely on the wane, people do not attend church, and tearing down that evil, evil wall, there at the bottom, someplace or another, my son spied this piece of concrete, and the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ was there. A piece of concrete giving witness to all who saw it. Today our text will be, he, Jesus, was tempted by the devil. The devil. That will be our text. There is no devil? Well, then where do we have all the misery and woe? And in this world, the human cruelty and injustice? The fiendish war? Wars that are going on right now, bloodshed all over the world. Try to persuade a shepherd who has a flock of sheep And those sheep are trembling with fright, and they're torn and bleeding. Hey, there is no wolf. And try to persuade the police in a city that there are no robberies or murders. And we know that they are all over the place, especially when we think of our day and age, that are frequently committed by criminals. And then we would say, there are no criminals. But do not to try to persuade us that there is no devil. The devil is everywhere. To this day, the devil conceals his hoof. And under the beautiful garment, he gives men poison to drink from a golden goblet. The devil certainly has given Putin, a huge drink from a golden goblet. The golden goblet that's just full of evil and hatred and cruelty and pain and greed and you name it all. And sin is there everywhere where he is responsible for the lives of men, women, and children being killed. There is a devil. There's no doubt about it. And he is ruling in the heart of Putin and a lot of other people that are under his control. There's no doubt about it. You know, if you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, well, then you got to believe in the devil too. And the devil was up to no good in our gospel reading. He was up to no good at all because of all things, he thought he could go and seduce the Lord Jesus Christ into sin. And he tempted Jesus for 40 days out there in the wilderness. Three times the devil came to him. One time he offered him, hey, here's some good food. Everybody likes good food. And then he tempted him with, hey, look at all these kingdoms. They can all be yours. Yeah, I guess that's kind of what Putin's up to. And then the protection of the guardian angels. And the temptations came to absolutely no avail because Jesus knew exactly how to deal with that evil one. He dealt with him with the Word of God. Each time Jesus came back and said, hey, you, it is written. And do not put the Lord God to a test. What could the devil do? The only thing the devil could do is put his tail between his legs, and I don't know if the devil has a tail, and saunter away and wait until an opportune time. You see, he really doesn't give up. He is always waiting. Always waiting to put people to the test. And the opportune time was every day. Jesus had to deal with that evil one, the devil. And the high point, the very highest point of that took place when our Lord Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And we remember what he went through in that garden. He knew what was coming. And he was praying to his heavenly Father, remove this cup from me, not my will, but thy will be done. And also sweating, as it were, the very drops of blood. But here again, he withstood. He withstood the evil one, the devil. Jesus won again. He stood steadfast and willingly he went the road of the ugly cross. All of us know this Bible passage, right? Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, he's not a friend, he's an enemy. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion, and he's looking for someone to devour. And he isn't looking just for anyone, but he's looking for one of God's people. The devil's mission is to take the Christian from Christianity to the place of unbelief. Unbelief. Thank God for Ash Wednesday. All of you, I think, well, I don't know how many of you were, but you, the sign of the cross on the forehead, right? To mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. And Ash Wednesday and the season of Lent is all about remembering what our Lord did for each and every one of us. He didn't take a back seat. He didn't take the easy road. But he went to that ugly place called the place of the skull. Who likes the place of the skull? No one. But Jesus went there, and he died for the sins of the whole world. Kind of have a hard time saying this, but he even died for the sins of Putin. And if Putin would change his ways and come to the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance and in faith, and the Lord would say, come inherit the kingdom prepared for you. But I don't know if Putin's going to do that, but I hope that he will. And that's the truth, and that we believe. We have a loving and forgiving God. So we have the devil. Well, who wants to be on his side? I don't think so. Do you want to be on the side with many people who are? They're with the devil. You know, they may not think so. But if you are not a child of God, then you're in the camp of the devil. And what does it get you? Hell. It gets you hell. And a lot of people say, well, God's a loving God. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't send anybody to hell. But he doesn't. People send themselves to hell. Hell's not a good place. It's a place of darkness. It's a place of the fiery furnace. It's a place of the bottomless pit. It's a place where the worm does not die. In other words, people can't die. And that would be the most beautiful thing that you could do in hell, is to die and get it over with. And the really, really bad thing about hell is that it lasts forever and ever. So I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. You want to be on his side? Yeah, we better believe it. He wants to give you and me the very best. You know, we don't have a God that wants to give us breadcrumbs. No, he wants to give us the very, very best. And that's as good as it gets. He wants to give us heaven, that beautiful place. I don't know, I can't even begin to imagine how nice that place is. I don't know what you can compare it to. You really can't compare it to anything here. But I was thinking a little bit about this, and you know, my grandparents, you know, they left the Volga River of Russia and they came to America. And why did they do that? They came because they were looking for a better life. They were looking for a better life for their children. And that's exactly what Jesus wants for you and for me. He wants us to have that good life. The better life that lasts forever and heaven that he has prepared for you and for me. Oh, I don't know. Every day, I'm getting closer to heaven. Age just goes by. I don't know where it went. But heaven is our home. But not yet. But not yet. But heaven is our home. So while we live, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who the joy set before him. You know what he did. He endured that ugly cross, scorning its shame, and then he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Yes, dear people of St. Paul, heaven is our home, but not yet, but it is ours. God grant that to each and every one of you for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.